சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
ஸ்லோக நம்பர் 1.
ஸ்ரீஹரிம் பரமானந்தம் உபதேஷ்டாரமீஸ்வரம் வ்யாபகம் சர்வலோகானாம் காரணம் தம் நமாம்யஹம்.
திஸ் அபரோக்ஷானுபூதி பிரகரண கிரந்தா இஸ் ரிட்டன் பை ஆதிசங்கராச்சாரிய. ஆச்சாரிய பிகின்ஸ் திஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் வித் எ மங்கள ஸ்லோக, எ பிரேயர் வெர்ஸ் இன்வோக்கிங் த லார்ட் ஆஸ் த ஆதி குரு, தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் குரு ஆஃப் திஸ் குரு பரம்பரா. அண்ட் ஹீ இன்வோக் தட் ஜீவத்வம் டெம்பரரிலி. Even though Acharya knows that he is not a jiva, he knows that he is Atma Swarupam, but for the sake of all people, ignorant people, he deliberately invoke that jivatvam temporarily and asking that Lord, for the sake of vigna nivaranartham, seeking the blessings from the Adi Guru, the Narayana, Sri Harim. Not only Sri Hari, why the word Sri Hari used? Harati, vignani, papani, sarvam, iti harihi, with that intention. Sri Hari, the one who has got Lakshmi on his chest, Sri Hari. Lakshmi represents all types of prosperity. So Lakshmi Narayanam, Acharya invokes. And he describes this Lord Vishnu, Sri Hari. Further description of Lord Narayana, Upadeshta, first teacher, Upadeshta, all are in Dvitiya Vibhakti, Upadeshtaram, to such Sri Hari, who is the first Adi Guru, Upadeshta, Isharam, the Lord, the ruler, the controller of this universe, அஹம் நமாமி. சோ அஹம் நமாமி, யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை ஃபார் ஆல் விசேஷணம். ஈஸ்வரம் அஹம் நமாமி, ஸ்ரீஹரிம் அஹம் நமாமி, பரமானந்த ரூபம் அஹம் நமாமி, பரமானந்தம் அஹம் நமாமி, உபதேஷ்டாரம் அஹம் நமாமி, வியாபகம் சர்வலோகானாம் காரணம் அஹம் நமாமி. Like that you have to, so many namaskaras. So aham tam, to such Lord my pranams. So we were seeing this prayer verse, upadeshtaram ishwaram sri harim, that we have completed. Paramanandam, the supreme ananda swarupam. Obtaining Bhagavan is obtaining ananda. Attainment of Bhagavan is nothing but attainment of Ananda, because Paramatma is Ananda Swarupam. How to attain Ananda? satyam jnanam anantam brahma jnanam, if you get, you can own up your ananda swarupam. So aparoksha anubhuti we are not lacking, aparoksha jnanam we are lacking. Therefore what I said in the last class, we are studying aparokshanubhuti not for the sake of aparokshanubhuti, because we are having already experience of that aparoksha, neither far object nor proximate object, but I the subject. Do you remember? Paroksham vastu is not this Atma. Atma is aparoksham. It is not far away, it is not nearby, but I am that Atma Chaitanyam, aparoksham, anubhuti is already there. Therefore we have to get knowledge. Aparoksha jnanartham, aparokshanubhuti we are studying. Aparokshanubhuti text we are studying. Therefore, paramanandam, if I study about that paramanandam, Atma Swarupam, I get anandam, I discover the anandam, paramanandam. Then next word is vyapakam, unique significance of our religion. Ishavasyamidagasarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat. Everything is pervaded by Bhagavan. Vyapakam. This is the uniqueness. All other religions says Bhagavan is somewhere up above. For Hindu religion, Bhagavan is vyapakam. Bhagavan is everywhere. This is the uniqueness of our religion. Vyapakam, pervading in the form of world, the karyam, which karyam, the universe, in the form of sat and chit. Ishvara, the Paramatma, pervades. That is why next word, sarvalokanam karanam. Sarvalokanam, 14 lokas, the Paramatma is the cause. All lokas are karyam, product. Paramatma is sarvalokanam karanam, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Material cause as well as intelligent cause of the entire universe, the Brahmanda. Therefore, vyapakam, karanam pervades, inheres in the product karyam. Gold pervades in the chain, clay pervades in the pot, earthenware, thread pervades in the cloth, like that, karanam pervades in its product karyam. Since Paramatma is the karanam, prapancha is the karyam, therefore Paramatma pervades the entire universe in the form of sat and chit, existence and consciousness. Paramatma pervades. Unlike pot maker, goldsmith, there intelligent cause is different. In example, weaver is different from fiber. Carpenter is different from the wood material. Goldsmith is different from the gold material. So, in worldly objects, if you see, intelligent cause is different and material cause is different. But there is an exception. That is general rule. But with regard to Ishvara, there is an exception. Yathornanabhisrijate grinhate cha. So, Ishvara is intelligent cause, Ishvara is the material cause. Therefore, sarvalokanam karanam vyapakam karanam anusyotataya karye vartate. Therefore, where is God? One person wrote, God is nowhere. One atheist wrote on the wall, God is nowhere. One theist, bhakta, went, he didn't do anything, just put a hyphen between W and H or comma. God is now here. Over. You need not touch the spelling. God is now here. See what a powerful statement. Vyapakam sarvalokanam karanam. The scientists, they say prakriti is the parinama. Prapancha is the prakriti parinama. Matter changes into world. Scientists say. We also accept that matter modification, matter transform into panchabhuta prapancha, prakarshena panchavidaha prapanchaha, akasha, vayu, agni, all five elements, only the prapancha. But what is the difference between scientist and us? Scientist says, matter evolves into world or universe naturally. Scientist says, matter evolves into universe naturally. What Vedantin says, matter cannot evolve naturally. By the grace of Ishvara, matter evolves. That is our conclusion. It is matter's parinama only. We accept, they also accept. But without Ishvara, the sentient, the principle, how an inert matter can evolve? Therefore, evolution theory, it is incomplete, we say. It is not complete. So Ishvara's grace is that which makes the matter evolve as a universe. Have you read that article last week? It came, no Big Bang. The Big Bang theory is rejected now. The scientists, they are called agnostics. Who say, never say, they don't accept. Who is agnostic? Agnostic is one who doesn't accept, who doesn't deny. Who doesn't accept, who doesn't deny. So he is called agnostic. Then what they say? I don't know. That's all. Maybe. That maybe, I don't know. This is maybe the cause, that may be the cause, that maybe, maybe only, they are always. They are called agnostics. So therefore we don't accept science in this aspect. Therefore, sarvalokanam karanam vyapakam tam aham namami. Next shloka we will enter. Shloka number 2, page number 12.
Aparokshanubhutirvai. Prochate moksha siddhaye. Sadhireva prayatnena. Bhikshaniya muhur muhuhu. From second shloka onward, up to 11th shloka, Shankaracharya gives preparation for teaching. Second shloka onwards up to 11th shloka. introduction or upodghata. In this sloka, anubandha chatushtayam is revealed. Four factors are required to write a text. Four factors. What are those four factors? Number one is vishayaha, the subject matter. What is the content of the book? That has to be presented in the beginning. Then the second factor of anubandha chatushtayam is adhikari. Adhikari means who is qualified to get the benefit of this book. Who is qualified to get the benefit of the book is called adhikari, the student, the listener. Then third point is phalam or prayojanam, the benefit of study of this book. All these to be revealed in the beginning itself. My book is relevant. Every author has to prove my book is relevant, this content is relevant for so and so targeted audience. This is the phalam, like advertisement, you know. When they want to sell a soap and they show there some advertisement, if you use my soap, these are the benefits. And a special soap, they want those who are having this problem, they can use this soap. They advertise. Like that, those who are interested in studying this book, they want to get this benefit, they can study. Like that. Acharya, those days itself, this is their advertisement. So, prayojanam. What is the prayojanam also? To be explained. Then, fourth factor is relationship. Sambandha. Sambandha between what and what? Sambandha dvikotikah. Sambandha, relation is always between two. So, sambandha, relation. Analysis of relation. So these four factors Acharya is going to show. This is called anubandha chatushtayam. Why I am writing this book? What is the purpose of this book? For whom it is useful? What is the relation between to the text and the reader or listener? So he has to bring that. Now he presents that in this sloka itself. The subject matter is aparokshanubhutihi. Vishayaha, the subject matter is aparokshanubhutihi. Aparokshanubhutihi means self-experience. We don't use the word realization in traditional teaching. This word, realization word, is not used. It is a misleading word. I don't think it is wrong. Many commentators use the word realization, sakshatkara. But this sakshatkara, realization word, is a misleading word. Therefore, deliberately we avoid that word. Deliberately. Knowingly. We know its consequences. That's why we avoid. In previous classes also I have pointed out that you know that, I know that you know. But since it's a context, I have to mention. So aparokshanubhuti means self-experience. That is the content, that is the subject matter is here. In short, aparokshanubhuti means Brahman ityarthah. Direct experience, aparoksha means what? Direct experience, I am self-awareness. Vishayaha, the subject matter, is self-awareness. Self-awareness expressed as I am. Aparokshanubhuti expressed as what? I am. I am evident. I am aparoksham. I am not paroksham. I am not paroksham nor pratyaksham. Paroksham means far away object. Pratyaksham means nearby object. Therefore, I am not neither far away object nor nearby object. I am the subject, not even closest. I am that Brahman, awareness, self, Atma, I am, is the Vishayaha, Aparokshanubhutihi. Then, Phalam, Prayojanam, Adhikari is in the second line. If you see, Adhikari, second factor, Saddhihi eva prayatrena vikshaniya muhur muhuhu. That we will see later. The third factor is phalam or prayojanam is moksha siddhaye, for the attainment of moksha, freedom from limitation, jiva bhavana. Moksha means freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from insecurity, freedom from limitation, freedom from jivatva bhavana. I am a miserable jiva. I am having papa, punya. I am having lot of problems. Therefore, I have to do lot of puja and I have to get moksha. Then I have to go to Swarga. After going to Swarga, I have to enjoy there. And slowly I want to merge with the God. All this bhavana is called samsara. I am a miserable, ordinary human being, suffering or suffering. This notion is that. This notion. Thinking about, I am a miserable human being with all problems. How many problems? Don't ask. So big list. This bhavana is called samsara. I have birth, I have death, I have old age, I have disease, I have not disease, but I maybe get disease problem. If you go for checkup, you know, lot of fear. Body is having problems, but I am taking body as myself. This samsara, this bandha, this limitation, this pain, this agony. To come out of that, if I desire, I want to get mukti from that. I want to get mukti. That's why Acharya says, moksha siddhaye. Bandha from free, from bandha I want to come out. From samsara I want to come out. That is called moksha. Freedom from all wrong notions, all misconceptions. The wide misconception is what? After death I want to travel. I don't want to be here. After leaving this body I should not get the body. I don't want to get punarjanma. Therefore, what? I ask my children also, do shraddha karma for me. Otherwise, I will go to Naraka. Please avoid me to go to Punnama Narakam. So therefore, Pandriya, Shraddham Pandriya, and asking the children, that fear is there. Tomorrow children may do Shraddha Karma or not. Therefore, I am myself doing while alive. People are going to Gaya and doing that Tarpanam, Shraddha Karma and all for life. Long time it works, therefore no problem. Avan panduvano panna maatano edhukku namakku vambu annu solla angeye panni mudichittu varuvaanna. Indha maadhiri ella thevaya nu shastra is asking.
that Shraddha Karma is there for Sukshma Sariram, Jeeva. That Sukshma Sariram travels to Sukshma Sariram, goes to another body. Shraddha Karma is meant for that. We don't say Shraddha Karma is irrelevant, redundant. We don't say. Shraddha Karma is relevant, meaningful for the Jeeva, for that Sukshma Sariram. But you have to recognize, I am not Sukshma Sariram. I need not travel. I cannot travel. I am Atma Chaitanyam. Therefore, I don't require any Shraddha Karma. Why? I am not born at all. I have no birth. I have no death. Where is the question of Shraddha Karma, Jata Karma? Jata Karma, beginning. Shraddha Karma, end. I don't require any karma at all. So, Shastra is asking, you have to transcend from Jivatvam to Brahmatvam. Then you are free from all this. That is called moksha. Moksha means not going to any loka. Moksha means not getting any mystic power. Nothing will happen at outer level. Then in the Swami's words, one word, moksha means cognitive change, that's all. Transformation in your thinking pattern about you is called moksha. Transformation from jivatvam to brahmatvam. Aham brahma asmi. Kada, when I am a brahman, now, here, itself. Atraiva brahma samashnate, in the class itself, student recognize, aham brahma asmi. Therefore, I need not become brahman. I need not travel. I am free from birth, death. I am free from disease, old age. I am now itself janma rahitaha. Where is the question of punarjanma? Now itself I am birthless. Where is the question of next birth? Next birth is meaningful when I accept this present birth. If I get knowledge, I come to recognize, I come to know there is no present birth also. Clear? There is no present birth also. Birth is for whom? Body. I am not the body. Therefore, I am free from birth. Na jayate mriyate va kadachite. Therefore, that is called moksha. This is called moksha. Moksha siddhaye aparokshan bhuti grandhaha. Then, qualified students are those sadhihi. This text to be studied, analyzed, inquired into saddhihi, the adhikari. Sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. Saddhihi means sajjanaha. The one who has got viveka, vairagya, shamadamadishakka sampatti, mumukshutvam, all these four qualifications, whoever is having, that person is known as sajjanaha. Sat-purushaha, sat-stri, you can say. Okay. So, sadvihi, how they have to study this text? Not casually, prayatnena, with full effort, prayatnena. Muhur-muhuhu, again and again, one has to inquire into. In one class or two classes or few classes you cannot grasp. It takes lot of time. It takes lot of time. It is a time consuming process. Therefore, muhur muhuhu, again and again, repeatedly, same teacher. You have to see every class. No change. Same teacher. When teacher is same, student also same. Muhurmuhu prayatnena vikshaniya means here inquire into. One has to do shravanam. Vikshanam means not seeing. Lot of problem, every word, misleading word. Vikshana means that is why people consider closing eyes and trying to see Atma inside. Enna vikshana nu solitar Shankaracharya. Again you say have to see anna. That's what people sit and inquiry. Do inquiry. What? Who am I? Vikshanamanna, not seeing but knowing. One has to, in Brahma Sutra, one place Acharya, Shankaracharya, writes in his commentary, how long one has to pound the rice, paddy? How long one has to pound the paddy? And the rice ni pound pannudha. How long? Until the husk is totally removed. From that paddy, until the husk is totally removed, one has to pound. Similarly, how long to study Vedanta? How long I have to go to Vedanta class? 5 years? Or 10 years? Or 20 years? How long? Don't ask. Until you get aparoksha jnanam, not aparoksha anubhuti, okay? Until you get aparoksha jnanam, conviction, clarity, until that time you have to study. That is called vikshanam muhur muhuhu. By sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. Then he comes, what do you mean by sadhana chatushtaya sampatti? That he starts. So this is anubandha chatushtayam. The fourth point, here it is not mentioned, but you have to understand sambandha in Vichara Sagara. Nichala Dasa writes elaborately that few points just I mention here. Sambandha, relation between four, we can see here. Sambandha are four types. First one is pratipadya pratipadaka sambandha, the relation between subject matter and the book, the content, subject matter, Brahman, and the book, what is the connection? The connection is pratipadya pratipadaka sambandha, revealer revealed connection. The book is that which reveals Brahman. Brahman is revealed by the book. Book is the revealer. This is the first sambandha. For aparokshanubhuti and Brahman ki enna connection? Aparokshanubhuti is a text that which reveals the subject matter Brahman. Revealer, revealed relationship. Number one. Number two, second relationship is prapya prapaka sambandha. Prapya prapaka. Qualified student who has come to the teacher for inquiry. He is called pramata. Then phalam, he is going to get moksha. Prapaka, prapya. Prapyam is phalam, moksha phalam. Who is prapakaha? Student. So, moksha phalam is that and student. There is a connection. Student is one and moksha phalam is going to get. Relationship is there or not? It is there. Reacher reached sambandha. The student is the one who reached to that moksha phalam. That you can understand. Then third relationship is kartru-kartavya sambandha. Kartru-kartavya sambandha. The relationship between the student and the study. The relationship between the student and the study. Here student is called karta. What he has to do? Kartavyam, prayatnena kartavyam. Kartavyam means to study. Study, relationship between student and the study is called or inquiry. Inquiry one has to do, kartavyam. So the student and the study, inquiry. Between these two there is a sambandha. Kartru kartavya sambandha. Enquirer and inquiry. Enquirer inquiry relationship. Then fourth last one, janya janaka sambandha. How this book is relevant, we have to know. Just paying 30 rupees and buying, just carrying like this. Whenever air is not sufficient also, making use of that aparokshanubhuti, because summer is coming, you know, making aparokshanubhuti book, some people use that. You can use if you want, I don't want to say. See the value of that book, how relation is. Inquiry, inquirer, study and the student. Fourth one is what? Janya janaka, producer produced. The producer, janaka, what is janyam? Knowledge. Janya janaka sambandha, grandha jnana yoho. Once you study grandha, what comes? Jnanam comes. Grandha jnana yoho. Grandha is the producer of what? Jnanam, produced. Therefore, janya janaka sambandha. Jnanam is born. Knowledge arises from that grandha. So janakaha. Grandha is janakam. Janya is what? Jnanam. Janya janaka sambandha. All this has to work when you study the book. If you get that knowledge, the purpose of the book is served. Shankaracharya is also so happy. If you get full benefit. Now it's clear. Four. Pratipadya pratipadaka. Revealer revealed relation. Then praptya prapaka relation. That is beneficiary. Benefactor. No? Beneficiary. The one reacher or reached. Sambandha. Then third one is student and inquiry. The study to be done. Kartavya means what? Study to be done. That relationship. And the producer produced. Grandha jnana yoho sambandha. Janya janaka sambandha. Are you happy? This is called sambandha. Because it is highly technical, we avoid generally. In every grandha we have to explain this. Because I know you are all advanced students, solid students. You will not shake now. Therefore, I am so confident. Next shloka. Now, third shloka onward, Acharya is going to enumerate what do you mean by sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. We will read. Svavarna ashrama dharmena tapasa haritoshanat sadhanam prabhavet pumsam vairagyadi chatushtayam. All are very important slokas. Those who have not attended Tattva Bodha, Vichara Sagara, previous textbook Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, for them this text is also very useful. You can know very clearly. First Acharya takes the Vairagyam. Vairagyadi Chatushtayam. Viveka Vairagyam only has to say, for meter sake, வைராகியாதி சதுஷ்டயம். சதுஷ்டயம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபோர். வைராகியம் ஆதி, வைராகியம் எக்ஸெட்ரா. வைராகியம் மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்பேஷன், டிட்டாச்மெண்ட். டிஸ்பேஷன் எக்ஸெட்ரா, எக்ஸெட்ரா மீன்ஸ் விவேக சமதமாதி சட்க சம்பத்தி முமுக்ஷுத்வம். சோ வைராகியம், விவேக சமதமாதி சட்க சம்பத்தி அண்ட் முமுக்ஷுத்வம், ஆல் ஃபோர் புட் டுகெதர் வைராகியாதி சதுஷ்டயம். ஹவு டு கெட் வைராகியம் தட் ஹீ லேட்டர் ஹீ எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ். நவ் இன் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் யூ சி he brings that karma yoga and upasana yoga sadhanas to get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is there, gnanam he can get, gnanam is a qualification. How to get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti? If you have sadhana chatushtaya sampatti only, you are eligible for moksha. How to get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti? If you ask, perform karma yoga, perform upasana yoga, follow upasana yoga, then you get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. How to do karma yoga? Every year questions only. How to get that viveka vairagya in karma yoga? How to do karma yoga? What is karma yoga? Karma yoga is nothing but ஸ்வவர்ணாஸ்ரம தர்மேண, பை ஃபாலோயிங் யுவர் ஓன் டியூட்டீஸ், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்வவர்ண ஆஸ்ரம தர்ம. ஸ்வவர்ண மீன்ஸ் யுவர் ஓன் வர்ண, காஸ்ட் பேஸ்ட் ரிலிஜியஸ் பிராக்டிசஸ், வாட் எவர் கிவன் இன் சாஸ்திர டு பி பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் எவ்ரிடே. You have to perform swadharma. Swavarna means, varna means here it's based on the social status. Varna is known as social status, designation. What are your duties? Duty means humility, rights means fight. Then in the Swamiji says, our society is a duty based society, not right based society. That is why whatever happening we don't bother, we never fight for rights. Here we know only how to do duties, humility. Avinayam apanaya vishnu damaya manaha shamaya visaya mruga trishna bhutadayam vistaraya சாரய சம்சார சாகரதஹ. A prayer verse. How to develop bhakti towards Ishvara? One has to develop vinayam. Avinayam, hey Vishnu, destroy my avinayam. Avinayam apanaya Vishnu, I have lot of headstrongness. So please destroy that first. Avinayam apanaya. He Vishnu. So help me to get shama, dama, all these things. I want to cross over this samsara is a prayer. Very nice prayer. So therefore, swavarna ashrama, lifestyle. Ashrama, brahmacharya ashrama, brahmacharya ashrama duties. Grihastha ashrame, grihastha ashrama duties. வானப்பிரஸ்தாசிரம, வானப்பிரஸ்தா ட்யூட்டிஸ். இன் சந்யாசாசிரம, சந்யாசாசிரம ட்யூட்டிஸ். ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு ஃபாலோ தர்மேணா மீன்ஸ் பை ஃபாலோயிங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ட்யூட்டிஸ். இன் ஷார்ட், நித்திய நைமித்திக கர்மா, நித்திய நைமித்திக கர்மா. நிஷித்த கர்மா அவாய்ட், டிராப் இம்மீடியட் நிஷித்த கர்மா. சகாம கர்மா ஸ்லோலி ரெடியூஸ். நித்திய நைமித்திக கர்மா, நிஷ்காம கர்மா பர்ஃபார்ம். சோ நிஷித்த கர்மா புல்ஸ் யூ டவுன், சகாம கர்மா கீப்ஸ் யூ இன் ஸ்டாக்னேஷன், நிஷ்காம கர்மா ஹெல்ப்ஸ் யூ டு க்ரோ, டேக்ஸ் யூ அப். அப்படின்னு takes you up in the spiritual journey. Therefore, nishiddha karma, sakama karma, you have to handle properly. Nishiddha karma drop, sakama karma reduce. What you have to do now? Nishkama karma. Nishkama karma means, I need not explain, care of Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter. In 18th chapter, Lord Krishna says, 18th chapter, Svakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavaha. Svakarmanam tam abhyarcha. Whoever perform their varna dharma duties, ashrama dharma duties, siddhim vindati, they attain moksha. Because it takes you all the way there. That is called svavarnashrama dharmena. With thus, karma yoga practice. Then, tapasa. Tapasa means here ashtanga yoga or samadhi yoga. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah. Four varnas are created by me according to their guna, so they have to do their duties for the sake of jnana yogyata. If you remember all of them, wonderful. So tapas is of two types. Tapasa here, tapas means austerities. Tapasa means in tritiya vibhakti. With austerity. Austerity comes under vratams, fasting, maunam, jite rasam, jite sarvam. Follow maunam once in a week. Why vada talking all the time, all the days? Why can't you keep maunam for one day? Because you should not talk in the phone. You have to switch off phone. On that day, maunam is a vratam, that is called tapas. Religious practices is a type of tapas. Or another vratam, upavasam. Upavasam, vratam. Noombella yedukkaha vechirukka theriyuma? Karadi noomba. Inikka naaleki karadi noombu. So, and the vratam to be followed. That also comes under tapas. Enna upavasam? They have to do fasting, and that is a nombu, that is a vratam. So like that, every week we have vratams. Ekadasi vratam, dvadasi vratam. So many vratams are there. Tapasa. What for all this? Haritoshanat, to please the Lord, to propitiate that all devatas. Toshanamanna, to pleasing, to please. Haritoshanat. Bhagavat Prityartham. Haritoshana means Ishvara Prityartham. When you do sankalpa, Mamo Patta Samasta Duritakshaya Dvara Sri Parameshwara Prityartham. That is called Haritoshanam. Navavida Bhakti. Navavida Bhakti. Do you know? Do you remember? Navavida Bhakti. Archaram, Davandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. So many are there. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, whatever way. Always relate yourself with God. Do Nama Japa, Sankirtanam, or listen. Don't sing and disturb others. You can listen also. While listening also, don't keep too much volume. Okay, that is not a Haritoshanam. Okay, don't disturb others, but you listen more and more. That Ishvara's prayer, so many other things. Therefore, in Mundaka Upanishad also, tapasraddheye upavasam charanyena. That tapas is meant for sadhana. Very, very important. Upasana as a means for sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Karma and upasana, both are a means. Ashtanga yoga is included in that. These are all qualifications to be acquired through religious life. Without religious life, you can never become a spiritual seeker. You require a religious life. Religion and spiritual sadhana go together. Sadhanam prabhavet pumsam. Pumsam sadhanam prabhavet. One has to intensify their sadhanas. Through karma yoga and upasana yoga, one has to intensify. Without vairagyam, viveka won't come. Therefore, Lord Krishna in 13th chapter also, he says, Vishaya vairagyam, Indriya vairagyam, Indriya Vishaya vairagyam. So, vairagyam, detachment or dispassion is very important. Otherwise, without viveka, discrimination, grapes are sour, vairagyam will come. Grapes are sour, you know. That vairagyam, people say smashana vairagyam, prasuti vairagyam. Some death anywhere happens, everyone becomes viragi. Viragam anna enna artham? Ragam rahitaha vairagyam. Viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. Raga means attachment. Viraga means what? Free from attachment. But vairagya means people should not mistake. Vairagya means hatred or aversion. And Ramma vairagya, you need not hate or criticize or deny everything. But you have no any aversion towards anything, but you don't have any attachment. Raga rahitam only, not dvesham. Vairagya means don't mistake. That is why some people, in the name of sannyasa, they never allow woman come to near also, they won't see also. Papa, see, sannyasi also born from a mother, woman only. So, sannyasa when you take, you need not have an aversion towards woman. That means you should not have raga on woman. That's all. Vairagyam is what? You should not have any attachment with woman. Or even woman also should not have any attachment with men. That is what mentioned. You should not have any aversion. So that aversion leads to another problem. Okay. Aversion means dvesha. Dvesha leads to another problem. Shastra never accept aversion. Shastra recommends only drop attachment, drop raga. That is called real vairagyam. Dropping attachment is called vairagyam. Not giving everything, no? Giving up everything is not vairagyam. In spite of those things are available around me, I don't have any attachment towards them. I can use money, but I should not have attachment to on money. I can use anything, but I should not have attachment. Using is different, attachment is different. So people mistake. What is vairagyam? What is raga? What is vairagyam? What is dvesha? You have to clearly understand. That is called vairagyam. First, vairagyam annane theriyadu. Viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. Free from raga. Free from raga means uchi raga. Mohana raga. Hindola raga illa. Free from attachment. From what? From every anatma. For every anatma. Body, mind, family, possessions and profession. Whatever you possess. You possess body also. Therefore, may you not have raga towards your body. It doesn't mean may you develop dvesha towards your body. Shastra says, Shastra does ninda also. And Shastra says, other side, Deho devalayasya proktaha, jivo devasanatanaha. Shastra recommends, do keep fit exercise, do treadmill, do yoga, and take care of your body. Shastra says, but never pamper the body. So vairagyam. Sadhanam prabhavet pumsam. Prabhavet means increase, rise, arises. What means to knowledge?
means to knowledge. Sadhana means a means to knowledge. Prabhavet pumsam. By this chatushtayam. What chatushtayam? Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti dvara. Now comes the next one. What is that vairagyam?
Brahmadisthavaranteshu. Vairagyam vishayeshvanu. Yathaiva kakavishthayam. Vairagyam taddhi nirmalam.
Acharya used the word tatihi nirmalam vairagyam. Aversion free vairagyam is a real vairagyam, he says. Nirmalam vairagyam is vairagyam which is born out of viveka, discrimination. Dukkha dosha anudarshanam. By seeing the limitations of all objects in the world, indriyartheshu vairagyam, not having any attachment, is real vairagyam. From what you have to come out of that attachment, from what? Free from attachment. Free from what? Brahma sthavaranteshu. From Brahmaloka onwards, do you remember Tattva Bodha? Vairagyam kimna. Hiha amutra phalabhoga viragaha. Dispassion, desirelessness towards Brahmaloka. Amutra, iha, in this world. Phala bhoga viragaha. Not interested in Brahmaloka phalam. Even anything in this world also. I don't want to go to Swargaloka. I don't want to go to Brahmaloka. I don't want to get any post also here in this world also. What is the difference between MP and PM? PM means evening Swamini. All MPs put together PM. I want MP post, I want PM post. All are amutra. Phalam. Bhogam. Phalam. So viragaha. All MPs put together PM. Isn't it? So, member of the parliament, prime minister. So, he amutra phalam. So, in this world, people are trying to get name, fame, popularity. No, I don't want. Why? I want only moksha. I don't want all this. Brahmadi, adi padad, indra padavi. Any padavi for that matter. All celestials are also jivas. They are exalted souls. So they are also having gradation. Indra is the one most insecure person. Even Brahmaji also. In Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahmanaha Anandaha, Teshatam Brahmana Anandaha. So Ananda, there is a gradation. Indra Ananda, there is a gradation. All devatas are also having lot of tug of war. Therefore, I don't want. Brahmadi sthavaranteshu vairagyam. Sthavaram means even a small plant. Sthavaram, that which is immovable, not stone. A finite jiva, that is sthavaram. A blade of grass, a small plant, and a sthavaram. That is called stamba. Stamba means blade of grass. Sthavaram means a tree you can take. Sthavaram means a tree. Towards anything you have to develop vairagyam. Vishayeshu, on those objects. Like a crow drop, you have to drop all of them. Kaka vishtayam tathayeva tathayeva. Crow drop fall on your head, suppose. How much time you take? To drop, like a hot potato, you have to drop. Kaka vishthaya. They say, cow malam is useful, pavitram.
Gajamalam is a aushadham. Kakamalam, no use at all. Therefore, drop. Brahmani sthavaranteshu vishaya bhoga, you have to drop.
Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.